he wanted Jimmy Allen to send over some shoe repair tool that he had there, and some kind of a leather sewing something, sewing kit or something like that. I had a note and I lost it, but I know he said he had some shoe repair tools he wants sent if they had not already been passed and sent.
Okay.
Who do you ask about it, Gina?
Dennis.
Okay. Roger, roger.
Okay, this is to our friends, Copy.
Roger.
Who are from Schumer. Of the Conrad family, from Elements, of the Conrad family over.
Roger.
They tend to be like Willie or like Russell, Copy. I mean, with that tendency, over.
Like Willie or Russell?
I'm talking about members of the Conrad family. You have the tendency to be like Willie or Russell. That kind of tendency, over.
Roger.
Okay, and also maybe to some members of the Wiggs family, but not sure on that yet. You think about it, okay? Copy?
Yes.
Okay, but it's pretty obvious, Copy.
Roger.
Yes. Some of the good things, Copy.
Roger.
I try to make, to see as children out to look at nonsense, and they're really well behaved, over.
Roger, Kimba.
Right there.
Anyway,
it looks to us like they may be
trying to
justify something.
Roger. You're sending
in our... Say again. You're sending in our...
Roger.
Engineers, Copy.
Roger.
This is something that we decided on, over.
Roger.
And this is something that the has never shown for itself, over.
Something which you get what?
I've never disappeared that publicly, over. The engineer.
Well, you stand up. Go ahead.
Okay, because we don't know, Copy.
Roger.
If it would be, standby. Maybe brought about by Chuck's friends, Copy.
Yeah.
Or that that family south of Connecticut, that family south of Connecticut, not Connecticut, but south of Connecticut.
Stand by. Tell me about all of your boys.
I have belts, but I forgot to send, and Debbie says I can send them in the trunk, so I will send them soon. Yes, I heard you. Why is she with Richard? Tell me. But I gather that everything is fine and she just went in to spend some happy time, which I'm really happy about. Richard, and I'll be happy for Dan, and I'll be happy too, and I'm there to be happy with them. And what else can I tell you? Let's see, that's really neat. I was just wondering that, you know, that her leg and hip and stuff was okay. That's the only thing I was wondering. So as long as that's all it's about, that's great. So I can't think of anything brilliant to say. Oh dear, this is difficult. Let's see. I'll let Debbie talk to you and I'll try and think of something. I can't believe it's so clear. I heard Darren the other day and he came through clear to my mom and my mother-in-law, and that was really neat. And thank everybody for that, because that helped. And let's see, what else can I tell you? Nothing much more. Say hello to Richard when he talks to that way for me. And when we have news, we'll let him know. Your dad calls me about once a week. He's really a nice old guy. I thought in my wildest dreams I could get him and my mother together and get them both off together, and that would be really nice. But so far, he just calls me. He doesn't call my mother. He's not bothered by anything. He was feeling down in the dumps. He was physically not feeling well, and he got better from that. Your uncle was in the hospital, and he's out, and I think your dad was just worried about that, and then he got, you know, just a little under the weather. But he's fine as of a week ago when I talked to him last. Yes, he gets uptight when he doesn't hear like every week, and I tell him the mail isn't that fast. He takes some time to sleep. Pictures and sent them to him. Is that what I'm hearing? Over.
Robin has some pictures of people back there. And you, and Bonnie.
Would you like to see it then?
Thank you, and over, and here's Debbie, and it'll be nice to see everybody's face. And you'll be getting yourself together shortly. He can talk to Kathy about it because she did the checking and they told her they don't have it. Roger. Roger. I copy. That is why I wanted her to check the catalog herself, because I have already looked at the catalog and they are not exactly the same.
I sure miss you and I sure love you and I sure want to hear more. Tell me what you're doing. But it's not the same, but we keep pretending. Of course, I'm gonna love this place. I know, I love it already. This is getting silly, I'm getting sillier. Let's see, I can't think of anything important to say except I miss everybody. That I miss her and she doesn't write, and that I'm taking care of her daughter and I love her very much, but I'd still like to hear from her once in a while. I hear you, and I cannot wait to see her.
I got a beautiful picture, Lou, with her with holding the monkeys, but it only showed half of her, and she was covered up by animals, so if you can get me a full picture of her so I could see her, it would be nice. Fantastic. I just really would love to see one of Kiwanis. So that would be neat. And tell Kim to write more often to his dad that's still here, and to your father-in-law, you could write to more often, and it would help me a lot if you would write. Can't think of anything else. Let's see. Say hello to Marlene and tell her Rob's really a big help at the ranch, and we appreciate him. And he thinks of her, and we talk about her all the time, and we miss her. And tell Jeff I appreciate his letters. I really, really miss him, and little Darius and everybody. And my Marvin, tell my Marvin he owes me a letter. And let's see, what else can I tell you? Everybody, all in Jones, and they can write us, and we won't answer, but we appreciate it. Negative copy. Okay, I'm going to give you back to Debbie and see if there's anything more to be said that has to go over. But anyhow, when I get back and I hear the band playing, I'll know I'm home. Hey, Lou? Where's Jeremy Sr.? To make sure that I had somebody here to talk to Jeremy at 1 o'clock, over. Roger, Roger, Edmund. Edmund's here to talk to Jeremy. And Edmund has to go to work in the morning, and there's no sense keeping him up all night if it's not going to pan out, over. What do you think would be a good time for Jeremy tomorrow night, over? Negative copy. wants to know if Molly has a gentleman friend, over. Wonderful to have children with different perspectives, over. Clifford never answered me last night. Does he have a lady friend? Are you making a list of all the people to say hello to? And be sure to tell your first mom hello, and I do too, over. Just because I'm not there, I guess.
Never mind.
Yeah, he just blew in from up north. They've been up there for about a month. And just came in fact, over. There's another one that's been working very hard to finish up the last bit of work in his department, over. Dr. Brewster, I'll remember his name next time we talk about it, over. Roger, I'll remember Dr. Brewster's name. Roger.
would you?
They're gonna have to give me more specifics than that. I've only ordered what they've given me numbers.